WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We have breaking news at this hour. The Japanese Coast Guard says a U.S. military Osprey aircraft carrying 8 people has crashed into the sea off southern Japan. Japanese Coast Guard ships are heading to the crash site. Officials say they got an emergency call from a fishing boat nearby. And the Associated Press now reports that Japanese officials are saying one person and debris have been found at the site, but there's no word on that person's condition or the fate of the 7 others. Heavy snow has fallen in parts of the Northeast, says CBS's Elaine Quijano.
In New York, airport crews in Rochester were hard at work on the tarmac, de-icing planes before takeoff. And near Buffalo, thunder snow, as a lake effect mix of cold air, unpredictable wind, and snow clogged roads and towns.
Oh, it was a little crazy. A foot of snow in the road for about 8 miles, and slick when it was plowed.
It was the second day of memorials for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, who died last week at the age of 96. CBS's Mark Strassman was there.
Star power in the sanctuary, America's most exclusive sisterhood, all 5 living First Ladies.
Secretary Clinton and Dr. Biden, we also welcome your lovely husbands.
Their husbands making a trio of presidents in the room.
The Carter's daughter, Amy Carter, read a letter Jimmy Carter wrote to Rosalynn when he was in the Navy.
When I see you, I fall in love with you all over again. Does that seem strange to you? It doesn't to me.
There will be a private funeral today in Plains, Georgia. More good news for worried families in Israel, says CBS's Matt Piper.
On the 5th day of a ceasefire, Hamas releases 12 hostages and Israel releases 30 Palestinian prisoners. Israel says 10 of its citizens and 2 Thai nationals freed by Hamas have now returned to Israel. Soon after that happened, Israel released the Palestinian prisoners. Unless another deal is brokered, one more exchange is set for Wednesday, though it's believed Hamas has dozens more hostages.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit the region this week to try to extend the truce. Pope Francis, suffering from the flu, has canceled a planned trip to a climate conference in Dubai, says CBS's Sabina Castelfranco in Rome.
The announcement was made by the Vatican following advice by his doctors due to a flu and lung infection. The Vatican said the Pope's general clinical condition has improved, but the Pope agreed not to go ahead with his trip with great regret.
The House could vote this week on a resolution to expel New York Republican George Santos. He's previously said he expects to be expelled. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This year,
did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. As expected, this year's gun deer harvest in Wisconsin was lower than last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the number of deer registered was more than 17% lower than last year and about 11% lower than the 5-year average. Wardens say it's evidence that earlier bow seasons are getting more popular.
Over half of our total deer hunting population in Wisconsin now also hunts with archery equipment, whether that be bow or crossbow.
Jeff Pritzel is the DNR's deer specialist. People who heat their homes with natural gas might be looking at lower bills this winter. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says it expects a 21% drop in natural gas home heating costs this coming season. Madison-based Alliant Energy says it's because of large natural gas reserves. Also, winter in Wisconsin is forecasted to be mild. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks win in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Heat went at it back and forth in the final minute. Milwaukee pulled away with the win, 131-124. Chris Middleton got hot down the stretch and talked about the team headed to the NBA's in-season tournament in Las Vegas.
It was good. Completed the task of, you know, getting to Vegas. Now we got to do a little bit more. You know, we're hungry for it. We won it. It's exciting times for us to go to Vegas for the first, you know, in-season tournament. So we're happy about that.
College football, after 3 years, Braylon Dylan Allen has played his last regular season game for the Badgers. Allen announcing he's decided to become eligible for the NFL draft. He's from Fond du Lac and converted from linebacker to running back, and was asked about his 2-touchdown performance last weekend against Minnesota.
It was good. I'm just happy that we won the game and the team played well. Definitely could have done more, do my job well.
That's Wisconsin running back Braylon Allen. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 20s by sunrise. Winds will be a bit breezy across the region. On Wednesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, west winds, and by afternoon, we'll be in the upper 30s. Currently 17 degrees.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So glad to have you with us. Greg Bach is with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. And you can always chime in at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
Going to be a busy hour. We have coming up at 11:33, we're going to talk about the Great Santa Cycle Rampage, brought to you by the Wisconsin Bike Federation, that is going to be happening this weekend in Milwaukee. And of course, today is Giving Tuesday. So if you have charitable organizations that you belong to that you would like to give a shout out to, please shoot us a text at 844-967-2789. We're going to start out, though. We have a special guest in studio. The organization is called Persisters, and this landed on my radar a couple of months ago. And one of the co-founders is with us in studio, Lisa Williams. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for journeying out to downtown Waukesha.
It's great to be here.
So how did Persisters get going? What is the whole idea behind this organization?
Well, we really grew organically, and it was in 2017 after the election of Donald Trump. Some people were feeling a bit hopeless, I would say, especially women, marginalized communities, and others, I'm sure. Some people felt like we were worried about democracy, the way that our democracy was heading. I was one of those people. And rather than just sitting and yelling at the radio or, feeling alone and sad about it, I thought I'm going to reach out to some friends, like-minded people, and see if they'd like to gather, and we'll take it from there. We started meeting on Fridays in 2017, and we've just kept going. It's been, I guess, almost 7 years.
Wow.
We started with 6 people around my dining room table, and we've been meeting weekly. Of course, the pandemic changed things, and we moved on to Zoom. But we have largely been meeting weekly to talk about democracy, threats to democracy, what gives us hope, what is breaking our heart, and then we take action.
How many members do you have now?
Well, on a weekly basis, the number that come to our weekly meetings is between 20 and 30, unless we have a big guest like the governor or the senator, Senator Baldwin, then we had upwards of 100. But on a weekly basis, when we gather, it's about 20 to 30 people. But on our social media and on our email reach, we have almost 800, I think, on Facebook. But we send out a weekly action sheet to 280 people, and that really grew again organically out of our Friday meetings. And we said on Fridays when we got together, what can we do to raise our voice? As citizens activists, we feel it's our obligation to be participants in our democracy. And when I felt, and my other early joiners felt, we saw threats to democracy, we said, it's even more urgent now to raise our voice, even if we've never done it before. Let's learn how to do it together. Let's gather, give each other some confidence, learn together, and take action.
I think that's wonderful. And I think, is it exclusively women? Is it exclusively a female organization?
It is not. It is largely and primarily women, and we're multi-generational. I mean, people bring their babies. We're from one. Our eldest is, I think she's 94 now.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Jean and my mom, who's in her 90s. So we're multi-generational. We're largely women, but there are some extremely loyal, longtime male members who say they're proud her sisters.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I think it's great to see this much engagement and people wanting to be engaged, because I think sometimes when we are confronted with difficult things and things that we find frightening, it's much easier to stick our fingers in our ears and expect that someone else is going to handle this for us. Mm-hmm. And have you discovered, Lisa, with your Persisters group, are these women who have always been engaged in politics, or is this a relatively new thing? Because I think women carry a lot of burdens, the household, you know, primary caregivers so very often. And I think it's easier for women to maybe be a little bit more isolated from what's going on politically.
Yeah, I'd say 80% of the people never took action politically before. We had so many exciting moments around the dining room table where people were calling their senator or representative for the first time. And we just cheer that.
That's, you know, big.
That is big. And I don't know if my percentage is right there, but we cheered those people who did it for the first time. We also turned into canvassers. A lot of us turned into door-to-door canvassers. Most people had never done that before. But again, we do it in community. We've created a community of people. We didn't know each other before. Some of us did. The original group did. But it has just had a ripple effect. And we try to support each other to do that if we've never done it before.
Sure.
And that can be intimidating, but it also can be really exciting. Because after the first call, you're like, wow, that wasn't so bad. You know, most of these senators and representatives' offices, they are there to be really kind. Even if we don't agree with the senator or the representative, whether it's a state or national level, their offices are unfailingly professional.
That's
and
great.
Welcoming. So I would advocate for people saying, or what we often say is, you don't want to talk to a human? Call after hours. Leave a voicemail. You don't have to start, you know, as a professional activist. You can start small.
You can ease your way into it.
Ease your way into it.
Lisa Williams is our guest. She is one of the co-founders of Persisters, which is, their goal is just to get people activated and take some action regarding the health of our democracy. They have weekly meetings on Fridays. I'm assuming you're open to new members?
We are open to anyone. All are welcome. All you have to do is, you know, look up our website, persisterswi.com, and send us an email. We'll get you linked up.
What has been surprising for you? What has surprised you during the course of the last 6 or 7 years?
Well, I perhaps was a bit naive in 2017, thinking this would be a short-lived venture that we're doing. Although we shouldn't have named it Persisters then, because we must, you know, we take our name seriously. We will persist, whatever the threats are to our democracy. But I really thought that Americans had, across the board, valued democracy. I really thought that that was a shared value. On the heartbreak side, I now wonder sometimes if that is a shared value. And if some people are like, well, maybe there's another way. And that worries me a lot. And that's what keeps me active and will keep me active, is defending democracy. And that maybe that sounds grandiose. I'm, you know, a woman that meeting in my living room. Obviously, now we meet online and our group is bigger and all of that. But it is up to each one of us. And I have had friends, you know, women like me in their 50s who say, well, you know, what role
what can
do
I do?
Have? What can I do?
Sure.
And I say, you know, I've lived in a few other countries. And I say, aren't we fortunate that in this country, in this state, I can say what I oppose and who I oppose politically, and it's not going to come back and harm me. I would say at the beginning, some people worried, was it going to come back to them? Were they going to be somehow ostracized in some way? We are not. We have the ability to raise our voice, to express our opinion.
To be critical.
To be critical. Another thing I learned is when we started canvassing in a big way, going door to door in a big way, some people try to scare you off that. They say, oh, you know, be careful. Be careful if you're a progressive. We're proud progressives. Be careful of whose door you knock on. I have never had a bad experience.
Really?
I have never had a bad experience. Is there somebody out there, or is there some media out there trying to tell you to be afraid? Do not be afraid to raise your voice. This is a democracy. We are free to express our opinions, and we're fortunate to be so.
I'm so happy to hear you say that about canvassing. And leading up to the 2022 election, we talked to a number of people who were running, and almost across the board, they said that the experience was very positive.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, I mean, it's about having a conversation. And I've had people say, no, thank you, or say, I'm not interested, and they close the door. But I've never had anyone
chase you off their porch,
curse me out or anything like that. I mean, I think at the end of the day, even though if you vehemently disagree with somebody, we're still Midwesterners, and we're going to be like, no, thank you. And
I would agree with you. It's pretty much like, no, go away.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the worst thing that can happen.
Exactly.
Absolutely. It could be so. Where's my dog?
Yeah.
Yes. I sick my dog on you.
Yeah.
So when you come up with your weekly newsletter and you talk about calls to action, what are some of those? What does that entail?
So we really prioritized right from the beginning, again, organically, is that what gives us energy to move forward is not just to oppose, but also to support. So every week we do usually two or three people that we're thanking to supporting something that we believe in, and two or three actions of something we oppose, something that we say, you know, we oppose your action or your bill or your policy here. And that has given us life. So we often write to people on the other side of the political spectrum, especially if they do something brave. There was a state, I'm sorry if I'm going to forget, but a state assembly person or senator recently from the Republican Party who went against her party on something to do with reproductive freedom. And we wrote to her. We were like, thank you. That took bravery. You know, we shouldn't all have to be in lockstep on everything. So we like to support policies or oppose policies, not necessarily people. And that leads us to thank a lot of people who sometimes, you know, we might disagree with on other issues.
That's wonderful. But I think we try to do that certainly on this show and across the network as well, is to at least acknowledge good things that are happening on either side.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And
critique both. Yes.
Critique both sides as well.
When they're naughty.
Exactly.
Right. Don't be afraid to critique. Don't be afraid to say it out loud. Don't use bad words, you know, but
keep it clean.
Keep it clean. And we persist, right? So our hearts get broken each week. Every Friday, we usually end our meeting with what broke your heart and what gave you hope. Because that's where you know that's the thing you're passionate about.
Lisa Williams has been our guest. She is one of the co-founders of Persisters. You can find them on the web at persisterswi.com. We will include the link in the show notes if you want to join. I think that's a great idea. You get to vent a little bit, and then you get to talk about what gives you hope. Persisters, wonderful group. Thank you so much, Lisa. Stay with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them
know. Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board, and you can chime in at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Let it go!
Party. Oh,
sorry.
Thank you.
Party.
Yes. If you want to stick around in just a little bit, Jake Newborn is going to be joining us from the Wisconsin Bike Federation. The Milwaukee Santa Cycle Rampage, Greg, is happening this weekend. Thousands of Santas on bicycles.
Take to the streets.
Taking to
Santas
the streets.
Santas everywhere.
And they will be clothed.
Well,
as far as I understand, there is no nude Santa riding involved in the Santa Cycle Rampage. Jake will clarify.
Yeah, my experience, I've seen some pretty skimpy Santas.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
On bicycles?
On bicycles.
All right, I'll take your word for it. We will get more of the details coming up after 11:33. Right now, though, that lead-in music was your cue. It was in 2013, yesterday, 2013. Frozen was released, which became a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah. How many of you listening out there heard that song and you just like winced a little?
Make it stop. So my question is, how did Frozen affect your life? And certainly if you are a parent, I can only imagine this sent earthquakes through your universe.
Is it like
how many times did you have to watch that movie?
I got frostbite.
Right?
Yeah.
And how many times did you have to listen to that soundtrack over and over again?
Let's start with our resident young person here. That's Calvin,
yes.
Our producer. Calvin is in his mid-20s, but you said you have younger siblings, correct?
I was 15 when this movie came out.
Okay.
So my younger sister would have been 9 or 10 at the time.
Right up the alley.
She was kind of past it at that point.
Oh,
she really wasn't that into it.
So you didn't have to like sit there and listen to that song over and over again.
Nope.
Okay.
Luckily.
Oh, I was okay.
That's so interesting.
She was into punk rock by that point. She's like,
nine?
Ramones or nothing.
Well, I don't know. It just wasn't really her thing. She was a big Hannah Montana fan.
Gotcha.
That was kind of her jam.
Seems a little more sophisticated. That seems pretty sophisticated for a 9-year-old.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess when you grow up with two older brothers, she will probably watch the more grown-up versions of the kids' shows.
So what you're saying is you were a Hannah Montana fan then?
I mean, I preferred Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, you do. Yes. I love this. Oh, my gosh.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. How did the release of Frozen affect your life, especially if you had little daughters at home? I can only imagine how tired you got to have that soundtrack. And, I mean, just think of all the marketing that came off of that with Elsa costumes, right? And probably pajamas and, I mean, bed sheets,
everything. Pencil cases. Frozen everything. Thermoses, backpacks, pants, shirts, headbands, sunglasses, everything. Disney will license anything. I mean, and, you know, they probably made billions of dollars off that stuff. And they were like, we have to get Frozen 2 in the theater now.
Quick, let's catch lightning in a bottle again.
But I have a question, though. You know, I think it's easy to say. Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. I think it'd be easier to say like, oh man, I hate that song, or I can't listen to that song. who out there heard that soundtrack and at first was like, oh God, but then you were like, yeah, this is my jam.
I love this jam.
This is my song.
I can't hear this often enough.
This song defines me.
I bet there were Frozen themed weddings.
Oh my God.
Right?
Oh boy, yeah. I've never seen the movie. I've seen it once as a play at my nephew's high school.
They did Frozen?
Frozen Junior. Oh yeah, they do tons of these plays. And the two girls, Elsa, the one who played Elsa, and I can't remember the name of the other one because, you know,
Elsa and Anna.
Elsa and the two girls who played Elsa and Anna had, and I'm not kidding you, Broadway level voices.
Wow.
They weren't just singing, they were belting to the back of the room. It was amazing. It was fun and funny, and it was a really fun time. I don't even want to see the movie now because it's like, that's my version in my head.
That was, and you enjoyed it so much.
I enjoyed it.
That's very complimentary for a high school production.
And my nephew was one of the stars.
Kristen Bell and Idina Menzel were the voices for Elsa and Anna in Frozen. And I got to say, I mean, that is a really tough song to sing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The range that's required on that is really very impressive.
Yeah. I mean, You Want to Build a Snowman. I love that song. I think it's so cute. There is a live clip of Kristen Bell singing that to almost like a table read type of thing for charity. And it is so fun. And I just love Kristen Bell. She's adorable.
Yeah, she is adorable. Yeah. Frozen, during its theatrical run, earned $1.28 billion worldwide. It overtook Toy Story 3 to become the highest grossing animated film of all time. Until it was overtaken by a remake of The Lion King in 2019.
That did better? Ugh. No one asked for that. That doesn't count. It was a live action.
Because it's a remake?
It's a live action. Animated. You can't do that.
So you're comparing apples and kumquats. Not the same thing.
Correct. I'm angry now.
You need to chill.
See, oh God.
Huh?
Calvin Cutter, Mike. Cutter Mike.
He is all powerful. He has the power to do that. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk to Jake Newborn, who is with the Wisconsin Bicycle Federation, and the Santa Cycle Rampage is happening this weekend in Milwaukee.
Are you participating, Jane?
I wasn't planning on it, but I really think it sounds like something that would be a lot of fun to see.
I can tell you where to go to see it.
The best place to view?
Well, to be in the thick of it, if you will. When I used to work at Lakefront Brewery, that was one of their stops.
Oh, excellent.
And it was, I mean, hundreds of people dressed as Santa. In fact, I think we released one year our security cam footage as almost like a post to show the influx of red and white, and then shuffling around, getting their beer, and then just trickling out. Yeah, I mean, go to Lakefront this Saturday.
For the best viewing pleasure, for your viewing pleasure of the Santa Cycle Rampage. So all the details are coming up next when Jake Newborn joins us. The news coming up next. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. CBS News Brief, an American military aircraft with 8 people on board has gone down off the coast of southern Japan. CBS's Lucy Kraft has more from Tokyo.
An eyewitness reported seeing the aircraft's left engine on fire. Japanese authorities said the aircraft was en route to Okinawa in clear skies.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter was remembered by her daughter Amy Carter at a memorial in Atlanta.
My mom spent most of her life in love with my dad. Their partnership and love story was a defining feature of her life.
A private funeral is scheduled for today. Hamas has released more hostages as vehicles transporting them arrived in the Israeli town of Sderot. They were met by girls chanting in Hebrew, "We are waiting for you." CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill that would automatically update parents on what their child has checked out from the library got a public hearing today. Under the Republican-authored bill, all books checked out in either a public library or school library would be sent to parents. Emily Dittmar is with the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association and a school librarian in Muskego.
With school libraries so understaffed, dedicating so much time to administrative tasks takes the certified librarians away from student interactions.
Dittmar adds that students' checkout history is already available to parents by request. People in Wisconsin feeling generous this time of year are urged to be careful when donating to charity. It's Charity Fraud Awareness Week. Consumer protection officials say you should ask solicitors for their names, addresses, and phone numbers. You should also ask how much of your donation will be used to actually help people. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds around the area in the overnight as temperatures tumble into the lower 20s by sunrise. Winds will be a bit breezy across the region. On Wednesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine, west winds, and by afternoon, we'll be in the upper 30s. Currently 17 degrees.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Rye. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always chime in as well at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Party.
And if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a comment there as well. Joining us in his full Santa regalia, he's with the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Jake Newborn is here. Good morning, Jake. I love the look.
Oh, ho.
And a ho and a ho to you. The Great Santa Cycle Rampage is this Saturday in Milwaukee, right?
Correct. Saturday, December 2nd. We're ready to ride.
And we're talking about like thousands of people dressed in Santa outfits riding bicycles.
Yeah, as of today, we have 1,100 people pre-registered to ride with us on Saturday. And we're hoping that, you know, as we get closer, even more decide to join up.
I just checked the forecast, and it's going to be 41 degrees in Milwaukee on Saturday, which is really pretty great.
Yeah, you know, it's always kind of a question mark coming in, but, you know, we ride, you know, rain or shine. And just, you know, Santa suits are actually pretty good at repelling water. So all that polyester really helps. So we'll be out there no matter what.
And this is all a fundraiser, correct?
Right. So this is, you know, this event has grown over the years, and the Bike Fed took it on and kind of took it under its wing because it had gotten so unwieldy. And so we are raising funds for, we're a nonprofit cycling advocacy and education organization. We do a lot of great work getting kids and families on bikes, training, educating, doing advocacy around street improvements and state legislature and funding and all sorts of great stuff to make cycling more fun and easy.
Jake Sanborn is our guest. We're talking about the Santa Cycle Rampage. Before you joined us, Jake, I made the assumption that there will be no nude Santas riding in Saturday's event, unlike the naked bike ride that was in Madison.
Correct.
And then right. Greg kind of inferred that there may be some scantily clad Santas who are involved in this.
I think that everyone does a pretty good job at wearing a cool costume and covering up. I would highly doubt that we see any scantily clad Santas. It also is a family-friendly event, so we've got over 70 kids registered already participating with their family. And actually new this year, we have, if you want to ride with kids, and you'd feel like 12 miles might be a little much, we've got a little 3-mile route that'll just loop around Bayview, come back to the start finish. And so if it does, you know, if you decide you want to do that route with the kids, you're more than welcome to.
That was going to be my next question, yeah. Is how long of a ride this is. So where does the 12-mile route take you?
The 12-mile route will start at our headquarters in Bayview here in the Wheel and Sprocket. It'll head up the east side to Downer, Cafe Hollander on Downer Avenue. And then that's about our halfway point. Then we'll pick up more people there. We'll loop back around on the west side of the river and come back to the start finish to get everyone kind of out and back safely. Now, of course, people do kind of jump on or off at certain times. That's fine. We're okay with that, depending on weather or whatever you need to do. But the ride kind of rolls in sort of a parade loop style along that 12 miles.
I bet it's a really pretty ride, too.
Oh, I mean, beautiful scenes and sights. Riding in Milwaukee, it's a beautiful city. Get to see a lot of different parts of town. Have people waving at you. We kind of joke around internally here that, you know, it's the one day a year that a motorist will be happy to see you and wave and not try and hit you. But, it's a really great sight. We get so many people who, you know, have done it their first time, and they kind of do it every year after that, too. It's really become a tradition for so many people.
Are there people from outside of Milwaukee who take part as well?
Oh, definitely. We have lots of people registered from Chicago, all around Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan. I mean, it's really kind of growing to become this regional thing. As we dubbed it the world's largest, I know that there's other ones in Minneapolis, Boston, Kansas City, but as far as we've seen, we've got the biggest.
I love how stuff like this works here. You know what I mean? And when we compare, you know, sweet little Milwaukee to Boston or Chicago, and the fact that we can hold our own against the bigger boys, yeah, just makes me really delighted.
Hey, the rest of the world, Milwaukee and Wisconsin, we got game.
Yep. Pay attention, world. Santa's coming.
Yeah.
If you want to see some pictures, I highly encourage you to go to wisconsinbikefed.org/Santa-cycle-rampage. We'll get this up in the show notes.
It'll be in the show notes.
Nobody's going to remember that. But I love some
of
these.
You can just Google it, too. We got some good SEO. Just Google Santa Rampage Milwaukee. It'll come up.
There you go.
Perfect. But what the lead picture that comes up on your website is like your lead biker, and he is dressed like a candy cane. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, people really take a lot of heart and like time and effort to prepare their costumes, whether it is that big candy cane guy or they're pulling a whole sleigh on a bike trailer or they've got, you know, 12 of their friends all dressed as reindeers. I mean, it's that's what really makes it fun and exciting and a really part of the tradition.
So I do not have to be Santa specific if I'm going to like I could come as the Grinch or something. Would that be or is that a violation of the rules?
No. Any kind of holiday theme and not even Christmas. We've had dreidels come. We've had any kind of anything you can imagine. We've had people just from like the Christmas Story, Ralphie in the pink bunny suit. I mean, we've had Krampus.
Horrifying. Has anyone dressed up as the Festivus Pole?
I don't know if I've seen one of those. That'd be a tricky one, but I challenge someone to for sure. Go for it.
The gauntlet has been thrown.
The gauntlet's been thrown, people. Are you going to the Santa Rampage this Saturday? I'd charge you to dress like a Festivus Pole. If you don't know what that means, watch television sometime.
You can Google that as well.
Okay, I guess Google
for the rest
too.
It's for the rest of us. For the rest of us, exactly. So how much money have you guys raised over the years, Jake?
This ride raises since about 2019, it's raised about $30,000 a year for us.
Dang,
so it's really,
wonderful.
Really big when you talk about, you know, being a relatively small nonprofit. That's really kind of makes our holiday much more merry and bright when we can end the year on a big fundraiser like this.
Absolutely. So
it's really important.
That's huge. I'm really impressed. That's a nice chunk of change,
that's
like you said, for the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Jake Newborn is here talking about the Santa Cycle Rampage, which is happening this Saturday in Milwaukee. What time does it start, Jake?
The ride will leave the start-finish here at Wheel and Sprocket promptly at 9:30 a.m. and return back approximately 11:30 a.m. But we're going to be gathering here open at 8 a.m. To welcome you, have some warm drinks, fire going, and get everyone started. So 9:30 a.m. on the dot, we're leaving. Santa's never late.
Santa is never, absolutely, Santa's never late. What kind of an entrance fee?
It starts at $25 for a single adult, and it kind of goes up to depending on what kind of gift packages or additional add-ons you want to get from there.
And as far as... favorite places to stop off. Do Santas tend to congregate at one establishment or over another, or do they hit multiple places on the course of this 12-mile ride?
Yeah, I mean, I think people kind of go throughout the day. They'll go to their favorites or wherever. Lakefront Brewery has been a longtime supporter generally because they're just so large and they got so much space to welcome people. Yeah. Great Lakes Distillery, the Hollander on Downer, those are all great, you know, starting or ending spots, as well as so many other sponsors and places that are listed. And we do encourage people to, you know, please be safe, be responsible, stay together, you know, and visit those places that are our sponsors and are supporting us and supporting you in the same way. So
how are Santas as tippers?
I hope they're good. I've heard good things. I've heard, you know, lots of good boys and girls out there that you know want to be on the nice list, and I think that they're all going to do a pretty good job.
That's got to be kind of fun, actually, for some of the serving staff to see 400 Santas coming at you all at one time.
Their eyes just open up going, oh dear, reindeers.
The people dressed as reindeer. That's pretty great. Jake Newborn, the Wisconsin Bike Federation, talking about the Santa Cycle Rampage. Now this Saturday is the ride in Milwaukee, but there's a later one that's happening in Madison.
Yeah, so we, you know, as a statewide organization, we also have our staff doing great programming work in Dane County and in Madison. And so on December 9th is our kind of sister event where they'll be running that. That'll be, you know, meet up at Bree Stevens Field. at about 11 a.m. and leave from there, and kind of the same thing, do a little short 4 or 5 mile ride with a lot of feeder routes. So, you know, if you're, we've got people who do both rides. We've got people who just maybe can't travel or whatever. So we encourage people. We've got about, we're expecting about 300 people in Madison. That's still kind of growing. It's about the third or fourth annual there. And so we want that. We want Madison's to be just as big as Milwaukee. So I'll put that challenge out there to Madison. Don't let Milwaukee keep showing you up.
Ooh, ooh, I like Santa. A little Santa smack talk.
And there's no,
I leave that to the elves, say, but, like, you know.
Santa's fighting in the street.
No, it's a peaceful
that's
event.
That's SantaCon. That's a whole different thing. Santa, that's not us.
Oh, my gosh. That is terrifying to witness. New York has a thing called SantaCon where it's just bedlam dressed in a Santa costume.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they have no, there is no goal for SantaCon?
I think it's to get as drunk as humanly possible.
All right.
I may be wrong. All I ever hear about SantaCon is that the bad stories. I don't know if it's a charity event, but they're always like,
that's the bad Santa, you know, conference in New York. We've got good Santas here in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this sounds really, Jake, it sounds like a ball, obviously very family friendly. And I can't imagine, you know, living on the East Side. And if you're unaware of this and you're walking out Saturday just to go to get a cup of coffee, you must get some pretty hilarious stares as you guys are riding down the street.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Those are my favorite, though, when people are kind of surprised and they didn't know it was coming by. But it's also really great when people do expect us. Last year, we had one person out on their 7-story balcony playing, you know, trumpet, playing Christmas songs on the trumpet for everyone as we pass by. So whether Santa surprises you or you're waiting for him, you know, you always get a good gift.
That's impressive to have somebody out on their balcony actually playing Christmas tunes on a trumpet.
I love it.
You got to love that.
Yeah, it's very, very sweet.
You got to love that. Can we do a day of registrations, Jake?
Yes, we will allow day of registrations. That's going to be all like online QR codes. So we want people to get, we do have a couple of pre-check-in events on Thursday and Friday night before at Wheel and Sprockets. That information is also on the website there to try and help move things along in that morning.
Yeah.
On the day of, but if you wanted, you know, and even if you're out riding, you can still kind of register and make a donation and support, even if you didn't, you know a friend dragged you along and you didn't know that, hey, I should even pay for this thing. We welcome a donation anytime.
We will get this all up in our show notes after the show is over. So if you're looking for any of those links, we will make them available for you. Good luck this weekend, Jake. Again, the weather looks pretty good. 41 degrees for December 2nd. So that is not bad bike riding weather. I'm sure you have experienced far worse.
Better than right now.
It's almost too warm. It's almost too almost warm.
You shut your mouth, Jake. You shut your mouth.
Santa's coming all the way down from the North Pole. I mean, we got to keep a certain, you know, frozen temperature here.
I suppose you're going to have Santa's melting everywhere. And I bet those Santa costumes get pretty warm.
Oh,
they
imagine.
Do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck. Happy trails. Happy Santa cycle. Happy Santa cycle rampage in Milwaukee.
Happy rampage.
Jake Sanborn has been our guest from the Wisconsin Bike Federation. Thank you so much, Jake. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network.
And the pudding made of fig. And the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Not
93.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices. Oh,
God. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matmere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin on the board. You can always join us, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Want to remind you, tomorrow morning at 10:33, the one, the only, the Kristen Bry will be joining us.
Holy cow!
Yes, we haven't seen her. It's been 2 weeks.
I know, it's weird.
It's been 2 weeks. She was traveling last week for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And was not able to join us.
Well, so that's the thing is, she was able and she said she could, but we're like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because she said she was in her car. It's like, we're going to make you stay on the...
No. Go enjoy the weekend and have a nice time with your family.
That's
absolutely
how dedicated Kristen Bry is to you listeners.
You bet.
You bet.
You bet.
You betcha.
And she's going to be back before you know it.
I know.
January 2nd.
I mean, not ugh bad. It's just like time.
Time,
like,
yeah.
I say ugh to time.
It has really flown by. So baby Frances was born on September 28th.
She's basically driving.
Almost. Yeah. She's practically graduated from college.
Yeah, get a job. Pay some tax.
I did. She did send me some new pictures last night. And she is perfect and adorable.
My dog's perfect and adorable.
That's a whole nother discussion.
I just have a hard time taking pictures of her because she always looks scared. And then people be like, is she okay?
Oh, shit, you've only had her for 2 days.
I know, but still, I want to be able to be like, this is my doggo. And
she'll get there.
I know.
She's just getting acclimated.
I should ask for pictures of Frankie Lou, because I haven't gotten any. I don't ask because I also feel like, I know you're just like, gimme.
Well, I'm like, I need my Frankie Lou fix. So at least once a week, I'll ask her for new photos. And because they change so quickly.
Yeah, of course.
You know, from week to week, she is changing and morphing and opening her eyes and wonderful things like that.
It's very true. I'm not gonna argue with you on any of this because I feel like I'm just gonna get yelled at.
All right. So Kristen will be joining us tomorrow morning at 10:33. I think that is the day that Frankie Lou goes to the nanny. So
ooh.
I don't. Yes. So I don't think we will get to get a glimpse of the baby. But regardless, make sure you join us for that. Right now, we want to acknowledge that today is Giving Tuesday.
Yes, it is.
And this is a whole series that has just grown. It used to just be Thanksgiving Day and then Black Friday. Now it is Small Business Saturday, Secondhand Sunday, Small Brewery Sunday.
Okay, I feel like you just snuck in there with that
Cyber Monday. And now today is Giving Tuesday, where you are encouraged to donate to your favorite local nonprofits and help them cover their expenses for the coming year. I know what mine are. If you want to share yours, please text it in so we can get the word out, especially if there's a local food pantry in your community, wherever you're listening in the Civic Media network. You might have something up in Amory or in Hayward.
Amory.
Or wherever you are listening, if you want us to give a shout out, just a text or call at 844-967-2789. Personally, I love the Wisconsin Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do a remarkable job. I think if you have a local shelter, there's all kinds of smaller rescue groups now and smaller independent rescue groups that I believe are out there for animals. that is always very much appreciated.
Yeah.
And then another one that I'm also particularly fond of is MADC, which is the Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control. And they also do the same type of work as the Wisconsin Humane Society. But in my estimation, they end up with a lot more of the more difficult animals. Yeah. And so they need a little bit more help. And you and I were talking off the air also about the Sojourner Family Peace Center.
Yeah, that's the one I've for Christmas this year. We always make donations for our family members, and I've asked that they make Sojourner Family Peace Center right here in Milwaukee. Their donation on behalf, not on behalf of me, but just donate, you know. I love having them here every October.
Yep, Carmen Petrie.
Here.
Yep.
Carmen's so wonderful. And I
so
love,
passionate.
Love the work they do. I love, you know, I don't love the topic, but I love listening to her speak on the matter because there's still, after so many years, so much depth and passion to what she's doing.
Yes.
And what they're doing there. So, you know, the Sojourner Family Peace Center is my choice.
Give what you can. I know it is much appreciated. And sometimes it sounds silly, but honestly, if you can only give a dollar, that's fine.
If 100 people are listening to this right now, I hope there's way more than that, frankly. But if 100 people are listening to this right now, if 1,000 people are listening to this right now.
Everybody gives a buck.
Everyone gives a buck. That's $1,000.
Yep.
That's it. Done.
And for some of these smaller nonprofits, that makes an enormous amount of difference.
That buys supplies. That keeps lights on. That employs people. That helps to employ people. The money goes so much further. You want to see people utilize their funds, talk to a nonprofit. Because there are hundreds of them around. Everyone needs help. So, you know, if you can go somewhere. And it doesn't have to be Sojourner Family Peace Center. I'd love it for it to be. Doesn't have to be what Jane's saying. If it's your group.
Whatever is your thing.
Whatever is your thing. And you give, they're going to appreciate it. And they're going to utilize those funds.
And especially, and you make a good point, Greg, about if you donate to a food pantry or something like that. They can certainly, you know, I know they always appreciate any donations that they get, but a lot of times these nonprofits can get much more through dollar donations.
Yes.
Because they can buy in bulk and they can buy in much larger quantities. So that's something to keep in mind as well.
The other one I want to say too is Habitat for Humanity.
Which is a really good point, especially today.
Yeah.
Rosalind Carter, former First Lady. The ceremony, I believe, starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay.
In Georgia, and then she will be laid to rest in a private service later on today.
Yeah.
But all former first ladies will be in attendance.
Wow.
Not all of the former presidents will be there, but Bill Clinton will be there.
Excellent.
So remembering Rosalind Carter, she and Jimmy so involved in Habitat for Humanity for decades and decades and decades. And I can remember seeing him in a hard hat when he was like 87.
I mean,
still wielding a hammer.
Yeah. I mean, and the great thing about Habitat too is something I want to get into is even just volunteering, you get skills.
Oh, yeah.
If you tell them what you want to do, they will teach you how to do it.
Absolutely.
And you can utilize, but if you can donate, donate. Give your time, give your funds, please do so. And give if you can.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, Greg Bach. Thank you to Dan Schaefer, Lisa Williams from Persisters, and Jake Newborn, the Wisconsin Bike Federation.
That was Jake? I thought it was Santa Claus.
That was Jake Newborn. Oh, if you want any of the links or anything, just go to our website, civicmedia.us, and you will find it in the show notes. Stay tuned for the news, followed by the Todd Albaugh Show. Have a great day. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everyone knows what's on tap. It's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Green Bay eBay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.